Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I would like to talk about how to walk and live in the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the most important person in your life. He is in your spirit, and He is your God, He is your Creator, and He is your guide. So let's learn more about how to walk with the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, if you want to have victory in your life, you need to know the Holy Spirit, and you need to walk with Him. In order to know the Holy Spirit at a deeper level, you need to read the Word, study the Word, and faith and revelation come from reading the Word and hearing the Word of God. Let us start by reading the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. This is a prophecy by the prophet Joel that God will pour His Spirit on all flesh. And we are in that generation, the generation of the church, that God would like to pour His Spirit on all of us. In the Old Testament, not everybody has the infilling of the Holy Spirit or the anointing. Only certain group of people like the king, the priests, or the prophets, or some workers for the tabernacle. But now we can all have the Holy Spirit inside us, and He wants to pour His Spirit on us. So let us have expectation that we will receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit will be upon us, and we will grow in the measure of the Holy Spirit. This year, I noticed that I have higher measure of the Holy Spirit than many years ago. And the more the Holy Spirit I have, the more wisdom, the more power, the more miracle I see in my life. God promised us the coming of the Spirit. In Isaiah 44 verse 3, the Bible says, "For I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring." The Holy Spirit comes with the blessing of God. He is the person who really caused your life to have power and blessing of God. And again, God said, "I will pour my Spirit on the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And we are children of Abraham by faith as well. We can expect the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, you should be hungry for the Holy Spirit. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit according to what the Bible says here. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 27 say, "I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." You see, God said, "I will put the Spirit in you so that you have the grace, the power to obey God." And when you obey the commandments of God, what happened? The blessing will overtake you. It's hard to obey God by our own ability. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. He was sent to us by the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can walk in obedience and in power and in victory. Wow! I want to encourage all of you to really be hungry for the Spirit of God and desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit all the day of your life. And don't just stop at one measure, but go higher and higher measure of the Spirit in you. As time goes by, you have more anointing, you have a higher level of the presence of the Holy Spirit on you. Jesus make a promise to us that He will send the Holy Spirit to His disciple, and we are His disciple. Jesus told the disciple that His return to heaven was in their best interest. It is their advantage. John chapter 16 verse 7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him the Holy Spirit to you. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be with us. Jesus was here on earth more than 2,000 years ago. And he was crucified on the cross. He was resurrected from the dead and he went up to heaven. The Holy Spirit make us become a light in this giant and sinful world. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be with us. And he is in us and he's the light of the world. We don't carry the candle, but we are the light because the Holy Spirit is in us. He changed us. He transformed us. He purified us. He sanctified us. He helped us to become more like Jesus Christ so that our life will be full of love, faith, compassion, generosity, righteousness, holiness. And when people look at us, they see the light of God in us, through us. It is very difficult to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ unless the Holy Spirit imparts the power and the truth of God in us. We love Jesus because he died for us. We want to glorify him. When people look at our life, they will say, wow, Jesus is so good. We are the witness. We testify about the goodness of God. And who helps us to be a good witness? The Holy Spirit, who imparts truth into our life. John chapter 16, verse 14 say, he will bring glory to me, meaning Jesus. He, the Holy Spirit, will bring glory to Jesus by taking from what is mine, what is Jesus, and make it known to you. One of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to work in our life, give us the truth, and to really change us, transform us to become more like Jesus. We will have the character of Jesus and we'll have the power to help people. We have the high wisdom to help people. We are the blessing to the nations so that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. We exalt Jesus because we know that all these good things, the character, the power, the wisdom, the victory, the blessing come from the Father through Jesus Christ. Glorifying the name of Jesus does not happen only with words of praises. Like we go to church and worship God. Oh, you are so good. We sing song. God is good. But with also our actions and our motive and attitude. With every word and every deed as we live the rest of our life on this planet Earth in the power, the goodness, and the grace of the Holy Spirit. We are living in His truth daily. When the Holy Spirit works in us, changes us, empowers us, transforms us, sanctifies us, the world will see that the Lord Jesus is alive and God exists and God is good. And then the people in the world will be convicted of their sin. And under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, they will come to know Jesus Christ, give their life to Jesus, and they repent of their sin. Wow, the Holy Spirit helps us to glorify Jesus. The Holy Spirit convicts people to see the goodness of God that come into our life and through our life, and they will repent of their sin. We glorify Jesus by the help and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is why I want to teach you about how to walk and live in the Holy Spirit in this series. Please listen to all the teaching in this series. Build your faith, build your understanding. Ask God to reveal the truth to you so that you can walk closely to the Holy Spirit. You can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and you can be righteous and mature in Christ Jesus. John chapter 16 verse 8 say, when He, the Holy Spirit, comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. You see, when you tell people about Jesus, when you give testimony, when you witness for Christ, you are not the one who changed the heart of people. You are a human being. But the Holy Spirit who is in you and on you and anoint you will work with your voice, with your personality to convict your non-Christian friends and relatives regarding to sin. And they will come to know the Lord Jesus. They will see the need of repentance, the need of the gospel. The Holy Spirit helps you to testify the goodness and the salvation of the Lord. I would like to encourage you to live a life full of the Spirit of God. Everywhere you go, you carry the presence of the Holy Spirit with you. And when you show up in the room, the light will be turned on because you comes with the Holy Spirit. And people can sense the piercing power of the Holy Spirit that come from you. And when you talk about Jesus, when you witness, oh, the heart will be melt. And they say, what can I do to receive salvation? And you will really help a lot of people to go to heaven with you. And they shall have eternal life because the Holy Spirit is the light in you. The Holy Spirit glorified Jesus through you. The Holy Spirit will convict them of their sin. The Holy Spirit make you and me become a light in this world. The darker the world is, the brighter our light will be. The darkness of people around us can never quench our light because we are so full of the Holy Spirit. We have the light of God in us. We are not carrying a candle, but we are the candles because the Holy Spirit is in us. Everywhere we go, we shine the light of love, mercy, compassion, gentleness, kindness, patience, endurance, and blessing, wisdom, favor of God. The Lord Jesus is living in us through the Holy Spirit. And He shines the brightness and the light out of our life. The Holy Spirit is the power that keeps our flame ablaze all the time. Everywhere we go, people will see the light of God in us. Some people may come to us and say, you have got something I do not have. Wow, your life is so different. Why are you so blessed? Whatever it is, I want it too. They misunderstand. We have someone, not something. People need Him, not it. The Holy Spirit is in us. And that is the Holy Spirit who gives us blessing, power, wisdom, light, favor, and grace. And when people see the work of the Holy Spirit in us, they want to have the Holy Spirit in them too. They will be convicted. The Holy Spirit will take what of Jesus and declare it to us. So we will receive more and more truth and understanding and power. The Lord Jesus has the truth. He is the truth, the life. He is the way. So the Holy Spirit will give us the truth, the life. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who brings power into the world. We're going to receive power and grace from Jesus. We should talk to the Father. Father, by your Holy Spirit, tell me more of your truth. Tell me more about the Lord Jesus Christ. Show me more. Impart good things that I don't know yet. And you know who's going to bring all this good thing to you? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes our Christian life so exciting because we experience new revelation, new wisdom, blessing, power, grace, favor all the time. Our life is changing every day because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Our Christian walk is so exciting because the Holy Spirit is always revealing something unique and original that come from heaven. Wow, I tell you the truth. I love to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. On last Sunday, while I was worshiping God, the Holy Spirit shows up in the meeting. And He revealed to me something in my heart that I could not even explain with my mouth. It's so clear. I cry and I feel the presence of God. He is the revealer. He wants to tell us the truth and the good things from heaven. John chapter 16 verses 6 to 7 say, but because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. After the ascension of the Lord Jesus into heaven, 120 disciples gathered together in the upper room. They obeyed the words of the Lord when he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which is mentioned in Joel chapter 2 that I read a while ago. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. So they feel the wind of the Holy Spirit. They could not see the wind, but they feel the wind of God blowing. Immediately, there appeared what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Wow, God kept his promise. He sent the Holy Spirit into the world. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit happened the first time in the upper room in the book of Acts chapter 2. The wind of God, the invisible, the Holy Spirit, and the fire of God, the visible part of the Holy Spirit, just as God the Father promised them. The Lord described the Holy Spirit as being like the wind in John chapter 3 verse 8, and said that the one coming after Jesus would baptize the disciple with the Holy Spirit and with fire. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you shall speak in tongues, and the Holy Spirit fire touch you to clean you, to purify you, so that you have the power by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you receive sanctification or cleaning or purification by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Both of these are from the Holy Spirit, but one for the power and one is for purification, so that you can become pure like Jesus and you can also have power to serve the Lord. We need both. We need the power and holiness in being the disciple and the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the promises made by the Lord Jesus was most remarkable. He said one day, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father." This is in John chapter 14, verse 12. The Lord wanted us to pay special attention when he said, "Most assuredly," this promise is of utmost importance. The ministry of believers was to look like the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world as a man. He was a man of action. He did things as he taught about them. He did not only teach, but he did. He is a man of words and actions. We should be the same way. We should be able to give testimony. We should be able to share the love of God with our mouth. We should be able to tell people the goodness of God. But we also have the godly actions that is so full of love, power, and faith. Words, action. In Acts chapter 1 verse 1 say, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." Again, both to do and speak, to do and teach. Our Christian life, we should be a good witness by speaking testimony and by doing something. Maybe we give money to the poor, we visit people in the hospital, we pray for the sick, we cast out demons, we show love to people, we feed people, we invite people to come to our house to have dinner with us, we pray for people to have a miracle in their life, we speak, we teach. We use our mouth and we also do the work of Jesus Christ. And we can do all those things by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ has the Spirit without measure. He did and he taught by the power of the Holy Spirit. We should do the same thing. We should depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to do and to say things for the kingdom of God. The Lord Jesus Christ taught the people and then demonstrated his authority and power as a teacher by the miracle he performed, which come from the power of the Holy Spirit. It is remarkable to us that the scribes of Jesus' day accepted his ability to heal and to perform miracles, but rejected his ability and grace to forgive sin. Today, it is just the opposite. Many Christians who have no problem believing that Jesus forgives sin are absolutely resistant to the idea that Jesus also wants to heal his people and miraculously deliver them and perform miracles. The Bible declares that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Because he never changes, he's still saving, healing, performing miracles, delivering his people today. And we are his body. We are his hand and mouth and his body. The work that he did, we shall do also. We can speak the word, the testimony, the truth of God. We can give witness by our mouth, and we can live a life of holiness that people see Jesus in us, and we can perform miracles, signs and wonders, heal the sick, cast out demons by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the God of miracle, not was the God of miracle. He is. So today he still is the God of miracle, and he still is. And because he is, miracles still happen today. I have seen so many miracles in my life. One of my patients came to me with brain cancer. We prayed together and Jesus healed him. 3 months later, the MRI showed that the brain cancer went away. I did not perform surgery for him. God healed so many of my patients. God healed me. He's still the miracle worker today. A result of the Lord Jesus going to the Father and sending the Holy Spirit to us is that believer would be able to do greater work than his. We are instruments in the hands of the Almighty God, and he performs the miracle through us. The Lord Jesus is the one who heals. We are just his body. We are his instrument. God has not chosen angels to declare the gospel. He has chosen us. We are his body, his hand, his mouth, his instrument. So he gives us the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, and he sovereignly chooses to work for him, to preach the gospel for him, and to perform miracle in the name of Jesus for him. And God wants to minister to the lost and dying world through us. We cannot do without the Holy Spirit. God wants to use us, but we do it with the help and the power of the Holy Spirit. From the account of Pentecost, we notice that when the Holy Spirit arrived, he announces his entry. But remember this, the Holy Spirit never announces his departure. Samson had great strength when he was anointed by the Holy Spirit, but he disobeyed the Lord and did not know that the Lord had departed from him. He lost God's power. Judges chapter 16, verse 20. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free." But Samson did not know that the Lord had departed. You see that when you sin against God, you reject God, or you grieve the Holy Spirit, the anointing can be diluted or depart from you and you don't even know it. He stopped ministering in you and through you when you keep sinning against God and you don't even know it, that he stopped working in you. When the Lord rejected Saul as king, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul and was replaced by an unclean spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 14 say, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him." I don't want to be like Samson. I don't want to be like Saul. I don't want the Holy Spirit to depart from me. I want to pray like David prayed. One time David, King David, sinned with Bathsheba, and he knew the consequences. He faced some judgment. He repented right away. But this is what he prayed. And this should be our prayer too. Psalm 51 verse 11. Do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. We should pray the same thing. We should repent of our sin quickly. We should not grieve God. We should not offend God. We should humble ourselves before the Lord, repent of our sin, and ask God to fill us with more Holy Spirit so that we can be the light of the world. We can glorify Jesus. We can be a good testimony. We can do and say what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And many people will turn to God and go to heaven with us. And we should not quench the Holy Spirit. We don't want the Holy Spirit to leave our life because we completely walk away from God or because we sin against God, then the anointing is quenched in our life. Amen. So I believe that this teaching helped you to know how to walk with the Holy Spirit more and more. Please listen to this teaching a few times and maybe review it again next year so that you can be reminded of how to walk in the Holy Spirit. Please subscribe to our channel. Please like and also please click the notification bell so that when a new teaching comes out, you will be able to know it. And please listen to the whole series many times to build your understanding, your faith and knowledge. And you are the doer of the Word of God. Father, I pray, Lord, that you shall fill your people who listen to this teaching with the Holy Spirit at a higher measure. The work that Jesus did, they shall do also. They shall speak and they shall do the work of God. And many souls shall be saved. Many lives shall be set free and healed by my brothers and sisters, Lord. May the Holy Spirit anoint them more and more each year. They will live a life that glorifies the name of Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe the Lord will use you, anoint you, and the Lord will build you up to be the blessing to the nations. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,